And now, Marion Joyce Consumer Talk. Here's Marion Joyce.
Hello, and a big welcome to you, my friends. The Marion Joyce Show. I am Marion Joyce, and I am so thrilled and glad that you're going to join me today, because we have a wide variety of topics to include subjects that are very important to you and things that you probably have not heard about on other shows, like cutting edge in medicine, medical discoveries, travel information, helpful shopping, household, and entertaining ideas. And we do celebrity interviews and author interviews and much, much more. If you write into me, I'll be happy to include some of the things that you suggest. And you can send that information to WGCH. Well, you must have been a beautiful baby, 'cause baby, look at you now. If you've looked in the mirror and you think you need a little perking up, or maybe a lot of perking up, you may want to listen to the advice from Dr. June Lee. And she is a dermatologist. She does integrative medicine. She does family medicine. And she does obesity medicine. In any event, Dr. June, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. June
Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Dr. Lee is with Scarsdale Aesthetic Medicine, and it's located on Overhill Road in Scarsdale, New York. And just in case you want to make a note of her phone number, because a lot of you will want to maybe talk to her about some of the things we're talking about, it's 914-722-9440, and you can set up an appointment or just speak to her, whatever you want to do, and whatever she agrees to do. Dr. Lee is the medical director of the Scarsdale Aesthetic Medicine Group, and she wants to help people achieve beauty. And we're going to talk about doing this for a lot of scaredy cats or smart people who don't want to have invasive cosmetic skin treatments to make them look young and rejuvenated. And we're going to talk about the latest anti-aging treatments. So, how long have you been doing this, Dr. Lee?
Well, I started doing this in 2006, so I guess that makes it 14 years.
Well, so you know all of the newer and a little bit of some of the things that we use not new. But it's up to people and up to you to decide what the kind of things they want, how realistic it is, and what would be best for them. Now, one of the things that they talk about is that when people age, they start to sag in many places, but including on the face, the cheeks, lips, and the hands possibly. So that makes you look sad and makes you look tired and worried. And you're not really tired or worried, but you look that way. So what are some of the things that the dermal fillers can do?
So dermal fillers are generally used on cheek augmentation, nasolabial folds, and marionette line. So as we age, our fat distribution of our facial volume sort of changes, and it all starts sagging. So in order for you to maintain a youthful look, you want those fat distributions to be higher up and robust. So we basically inject either a calcium-based filler called Radius or collagen-based fillers called Tubiderm, Restylane, Versa, Velotero. There's a whole array of them to kind of restore that youthful cheek and not have those nasolabial grooves and those sad looks anymore.
Yeah, you know, it's very sad when people think you're looking sad and you're happy. So that's it can be a very important thing. How long do these, let's say you use the Juvederm or the Restylane, how long do these treatments take?
Generally speaking, in order for us to put the fillers into you, it's anywhere from 15 minutes to a 20-minute kind of a procedure, and it lasts 6 months.
Does it start to gradually, you know, after 3 or 4 months, start to look less effective, or is it all of a sudden
stop? it's pretty good for 3 to 4 months. By 6 months, it has sort of like dissipated. When you first inject it in, your own collagen also gets stimulated and you start producing your own collagen. And then it's kind of like a bell curve. It starts disappearing and you're going to need a repeat treatment anywhere from 6 to 7 months period.
Oh, so in other words, people start to think it's starting to look a little sadder or a little a little less bright. So, do you use that generally for, let's say, for the smile lines and the laugh lines around the mouth?
Right. So those are called nasolabial folds. Those are folds from your nose to your lip corner. Everybody has it. Even babies have them. But the problem is that because we lose fat on some areas, especially around the cheeks, but we gain some fat under our mouth and our jaws, you get this like bulldog-like appearance of like sagging jaws. So once you fix the nasolabial fold.
Is this what they also use in the lips?
Say that one more time.
That in the lips also?
I'm not.
Do you use that in lips? LIPS lips as well.
Right. Yeah. No. We also use the same product for lip augmentation. So, because you get those smoker's line right on top of your upper lip line, and your lips do thin out and become wrinkly as we age.
That's reason enough to stop smoking.
That is true. There's plenty of reasons to stop smoking.
And do you get that also if you're sucking on straws a lot?
Right, so iced coffee, iced tea, all of that can cause those smoker's lines on your upper lip.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I've seen people like doing some of the stuff and they just too much, like these huge lips. It's just so unnatural looking.
Right, I agree. So balance in life is crucial and even in your facial sort of reconstruction and revolumizing, too much is, worse than little less. So you're better off doing a little less.
Is there any, what's the downtime on this?
You don't really have a whole lot of downtime if you don't bruise. If you bruise, it's the duration of your bruising.
Okay, you can cover that with cosmetics probably.
What was that?
Can you cover that with cosmetics?
Yeah, you could totally use a cover-up, and bruising. Mild bruising can also be lessened by using arnica, or I like to use parsley ice, and parsley ice can sort of lessen the bruising much faster.
Okay. Now, what about when you want to reduce? By the way, are these things covered with insurance or not usually?
They're usually not covered by insurance. They're fee-for-service.
Okay. Now, what about neurotoxins? Is Botox one of those?
Right. So neuromodulators or neurotoxins are used on wrinkles, generally above the eyes. We call them the 11 frown line, like when you squint into the sun or when you're mad. There's a line right in between your eyebrows that tends to sort of get deeper and deeper as we age. So we use Botox to lessen that to wrinkles. And then some people have more wrinkles on their foreheads than not. But when we elevate our eyebrows or when we look up, we tend to use this muscle and you get wrinkles on top of your forehead. You can erase that using Botox. And then we call them crow's feet. But when you smile, there are lines to the side of your eyes and underneath your eyes that tends to get wrinkly as we age, and we can lessen that by using Botox.
Okay, so would sunglasses, big frame sunglasses, help, delay some of this?
Definitely. Using sunglasses not only lessen your wrinkles, it actually lessen your chance of getting cataract.
Right, that's right. Or skin cancer.
Yeah, or skin cancer.
Yeah.
That's sunblock.
Well, you have to make sure that you get sunglasses with UVA, UVB. I mean, a lot of people don't do that.
You're right.
So now, what about lasers using for skin rejuvenation? I think it's called a PicoSure.
Right. We do have a PicoSure machine, which is a picosecond laser. It penetrates your skin in picosecond, which is really fast. What it does is when you have melasma or freckles or any kind of sun-damaged area, there is melanin pigment accumulated like a rock underneath your skin surface. The laser basically shoots into that rock, and that rock gets broken into sand particles, and your body's natural phagocytes and white blood cells kind of eat up that phagocytes and clean it up, and then you get a naturally more rejuvenated look with collagen synthesis without those brown spots at the end.
Okay, well, what do you think, let's say, if you wanted to cover up sunspots, which would you use, you know, what would you use, preferably?
To cover up your sunspots?
Yeah.
It's actually much better to get rid of your brown spots and sunspots than to just cover it up, because as we age, those get just increased in number, and it gets darker and darker. So you want to clean it up using PicoSure laser, and you can clean it up quite, you know, nicely.
Mm-hmm. And how long does that last?
So as long as you're kind of avoiding the sun and using the sunblock and wearing a hat, it should last the duration of your maintenance. So I always say, like, once you invest, really just take care of your investment. So you can clean up your face using a laser treatment. Then you want to maintain it by using sunblock and hat and proper skincare products.
And that, are you using laser for that?
To maintain it?
To do that, Pico.
Yes, PicoSure is a laser. It's a big laser. It's about a 15-minute treatment. It covers the whole face. There's really not much downtime. You walk out pretty much looking like you walked in, a little red, like as if you were out in the sun and had a sunburn. But then it calms down the day after. So you could do it during your lunch break and be able to go back to work looking pretty much normal.
Okay, we're talking to Dr. June Lee, dermatologist in integrative medicine, and she's certainly well-versed in non-surgical remedies, so that if you're afraid of, you know, if you don't want to undergo surgery, which many people don't, so these are really important things to know about. So this intense pulse light, that does what to you?
The intense pulse light is not a laser, but it's a pulse light. It sees red pigments, so when you have rosacea or acne, that makes your face red. It punches down the redness. It also sees brown. The light sees brown, so any kind of age spots, freckles, brown spots can be sort of destroyed with the intense pulse light.
How long does that last?
Once, you could do it once a month for 3 months, or you could do it once, depending on how much sun damage you have in your face or how much redness you have in your face. That tends to clean it up for a good 3 to 4 months, up to 6 months, until you get another sun damage from sun exposure, or until you drink a little bit more and you get redness back into your face. So it's like cleaning your house, right? How frequently do you clean your house? Well, it also depends on how messy do you keep it, right?
I guess so. Now, what about sagging skin? What do you generally do for that? What's like a non-invasive facelift?
So we do all therapy for that. So all therapy is the only FDA-approved laser that is non-surgical for facelift. So any kind of sagging skin, especially around the jaw area or chin area or neck area,
when you have, like, that hanging skin, let's say you've lost a lot of weight and you have this hanging, had a double chin, now it's hanging, is that something that you would use?
Right. That's the perfect indication for all therapy. All therapy uses sonogram technology to visualize all the surfaces below the skin. So it goes down to 3 millimeter, 4.5 millimeter, and we deliver quite a bit of heat into the muscle layer to stimulate the collagen. I will often like describe it as like, have you ever like cooked a steak? Like what happens to a steak once you cook it? Is that flabby sort of large steak becomes shrunken and small and taut and tough, right? It becomes tight. So that's exactly what the therapy does. It tightens your skin and lifts it up, and that hanging skin, that turkey neck that you've had for years actually does disappear.
Does that ever come back?
It could come back if you gain weight, or if you, you know, if you just age, then gravity has taken its force. But you could maintain it once a year to keep it off. So we generally recommend all therapy to be done once a year, and it's wonderful for like droopy cheek, sagging neck, jaws coming down. We also do it for the upper eye. You know, as we age, our eyelid sort of droops down like blinds. So the eye, we call it eye hooding. It works for lines and wrinkles around the eyes as well as eye hooding.
Is this particular treatment, it's
all therapy. It's like all ultrasound therapy together. All therapy.
I see. And is that painful?
I would say far less painful than the surgery. It does feel like little heated pricks, like little needle. It makes a sound. It goes da-da-da-da-da-da, and then those are like the little pricks of lasers that are going in. So you do feel a little bit of heat, but it's bearable. The procedure lasts anywhere from half an hour to an hour, depending on how many area you're using the microfocus sonogram energy. And it visibly lifts and tightens the skin over a 3 weeks period. It's gradual. By 3 months mark, you look different. And the beauty of all therapy is that there's no surgery, there's no downtime, there's no cuts, there's no scar. And it's a gradual sort of natural improvement that continues up to 6 months after treatment.
Oh, so it takes its time. You know, what is happening actually under the skin that are you producing or?
Yep. So you're
getting
stimulating
rid of collagen or what?
Yep. So you're correct. So you're stimulating the new, you know, production of the new collagen. So it's unlike the filler, which can actually make you look a little unnatural or you can do too much. This really maintains your same face over gradual time. So it really does reveal your natural sort of more youthful look over
time.
Will you get a
defined chin line instead of having the hanging skin? Will that happen?
Right. So it's more without the laxity or without the hanging skin and the bulk, you get a much more chiseled chin line, sharper chin line. That's what
is
you
it,
want.
Is it, yeah. is it done in one swoop like they do the, they you take care of the chin and then the eyebrow, let's say?
Yeah. You could do it all in one day. Mm-hmm. So you can start from the eyebrow, under eye, lower face, chin line and neck, even your chest, like your cleavage area, can be tightened up.
All with the same thing.
Yep.
That's really, but this would last about a year. It wouldn't last longer than that? Or is
generally, it's to be repeated every year. If you have a very thin, sort of long face, I don't recommend it because it does make you look a little thinner. But
right.
if you have sort of like that bulky face, it's a wonderful thing to kind of tighten up that skin and the bulk.
Okay. Now, one of the other things that you mentioned is threading.
Yeah.
Now, the threads that you're inserting small threads into certain places, does that do the
yeah.
same thing as this ultherapy, or is it different?
So all therapy is gradual. Like I said, it takes like 90 days to 120 days for you to actually notice the difference.
Mm-hmm.
The threading is actually immediate. But unlike the all therapy, it might have a little bit of downtime of bruising or needle marks.
Which one? The all therapy would have some downtime?
No, all therapy has absolutely no downtime. You walk in and you walk out looking exactly the same.
Now, when you have this threading, it pulls it up, pulls your skin up to a certain tightness. Is that what that does?
Correct.
Does that do the same kind of thing to the jawline as the other one does?
Correct. So threading is divided into barb threading. We can use a thick barb thread to pull up the hanging skin, or we can use smaller smooth thread to create a mesh to make the skin taut. So we do both.
And how
the barb
does that
threading
lift?
Is dramatic facelift. It really does lift it up like dramatically. You couldn't walk out doing one side of the face and not do the other side because you're going to look lopsided. So it's wonderful because it's immediate result. You can see it, like as I'm doing the procedure, I'm putting in one barb thread, two barb threads, three barb thread, and the patient is going, wow, like look at that.
Right, but how long does that one last?
So it depends on who you are, again, like it depends on your skin laxity and, you know, it affects on the gravity and how much you move your muscles and whatnot. But typically people are quite satisfied for anywhere from 6 months to a year. It depends on who you are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so but it's much less invasive than the they're both non-invasive actually. But is it less?
Both are non-invasive, but it, you know, threading is a little bit more invasive than all therapy, but still it's far less invasive than
surgery.
Let
me ask you this question: if you take blood thinners, because people have asked me about this, if you take blood thinners, the threading might not be the right thing for you. Is that right?
I would actually stop the blood thinner for one day before the procedure and the day of the procedure, just like a dental procedure.
Mm-hmm. What
it's
about
not
the
any more
the
than going
would
to a dentist.
Would you do the same thing with the ultrasound or not really?
All therapy, you don't have to stop anything. You don't have to stop vitamins. You don't have to stop blood thinner. You don't have to stop anything. You're not bleeding. Your skin is intact.
Right. Now, what is, hyaluronic acid, what does that do?
Hyaluronic acid is just another name for a collagen-based filler.
Well, what does that do for that turkey neck? Is that the same? Does that do it also, or is it different?
The turkey neck is really all therapy. That's the best thing for the turkey neck. Hyaluronic acid is just another term for collagen-based filler, and we use it to fill up, places where we have volume losses.
I see. All right. Well, I guess you need an expert to discuss this with you to find out what you really need.
Well, best way to do is to come in and, like, show me your face so that I can kind of assess. I have a pretty good eye for what you might need to look younger and what you might need to look prettier. Those two things are not necessarily the same thing.
Okay. Now, what about the sculpture?
Sculpture is...
Is that for the body?
Yep, that's for the body. And
that's just the fat melting
labor. You melt your fat. Mm-hmm.
Does it really melt your fat? I mean, if you have...
It really does melt your fat.
What about, I mean, if let's say they talk about it, I've seen on television, they show that the for diabetics, for example, they keep this pouch around their stomach, the fat.
So I think you're talking about visceral fat. So we also have in our practice InBody, which is a body composition analysis sort of weight scale that is pretty extensive. So it analyzes out how much fat is inside your gut. That's called visceral fat. And how much fat is outside of your stomach wall, which is your subcutaneous fat. The sculpture only melts your subcutaneous fat. The laser does not reach your intestines. It doesn't go beyond the subcutaneous fat. So
I'll
we can measure it out.
I'll have to come here and have
my
whole self done.
What was that?
I'll have to come in and get a whole self done. Do you charge for consultation or...
We don't. The consultations are free, so you can come in anytime, and we'll try to figure out what you need.
Sounds really good. We're talking to Dr. June Lee, and she's great. I mean, I love all these things that we spoke about. And it sounds like a lot of people can use various things, and you would be the best one to help if you have, like, if you're taking blood thinners or things like that. The only one that would sound like it might be effective would be the threading. Is that true?
Yeah, only one that we might kind of be cautious around is the threading. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, because there are side effects possibly when you stop taking your blood thinners.
If you stop it for a day or two, it's not a huge deal, and you should resume it after the procedure. It's just so that you don't bleed too much and get
Would you tend to do the ult therapy and the threading also, or you wouldn't do that?
No, I have done both. So if I were to do both, I would do the ult therapy first and prime the whole face to start synthesizing collagen, and then I would do the threading, and then you get really excellent results almost immediately. And
well, if you have a wedding coming up, that's what you want.
Yep, if you have the wedding coming up and you need to lift up your face and you haven't seen your relatives and friends, you want to do ult therapy first, and then you want to do fillers and threading and Botox after.
Wow. All right, I'm coming in. I'll call you for an appointment.
I'll be here. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, now they are doing less surgery now, I think, because they tell you that you don't want to go to a hospital or something right now.
So well, these are all elective stuff, and you want to not be doing elective procedures at this point in the game of coronavirus pandemic. But these are elective and with much less risks.
Okay, well, this sounds really, really good, and certainly people have a big choice without going underneath, a surgical knife, which I think a lot of people don't want to do. I mean, you really, some of these things, like the ult therapy, or a lot of them sound like you're doing the same thing that you might be doing when you go under the knife. Isn't that right?
It does produce the same result that you might get with the surgery without the downtime, without the expenses, and without the cognitive decline that might come after the surgical anesthesia.
So we would suggest people go have a facelift. Let's say if they're going to go to this old thing, do you still need a facelift going into a surgical procedures? It depends upon the condition of your skin.
Right. It depends on how bad it is. I mean, there is going to be a time where ult therapy is not going to help you and you're going to need surgery.
Mm-hmm.
But before you jump to surgery, these are great non-invasive walk-in and walk-out simple procedures you can do to maintain your youth.
Right. Well, this is great. I really think this helped a lot of people because I think a lot of people don't want to go underneath the knife. And it's much less extreme, probably.
Yeah, it is much less extreme. Surgery is always the last option. You have to have done everything, and then nothing works, so then you go for surgery.
That's good advice. That's excellent advice. Okay, thank you, Dr. Jin Lee. And she's in Overhill Road in Scarsdale, 914-722-9440. So thanks very much for all this information. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Marianne. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, I'll be meeting you in person.
Sounds good. I'll wait for that time.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye now.
All right, stay healthy. Bye now.
You too. I thank my guests, and especially Bob Small, my fabulous studio engineer, and most especially you, my special audience, for sharing this part of your day with me. Each of you is so special, so remember, take care of yourself. And remember that love is the oil that takes the friction out of life. And keep smiling, because when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. Have a wonderful day.